on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, completely screwed up from having different schedules all week long because I just did 4 days of McGraw's show while he was out of town.
I watched you like probably 3 days this
Why?
Week. I have no idea.
TV broken?
It was either you or... the 9 a.m. show on Channel 2.
Oh, okay.
And so I watched you.
So you actually watched it on the digital TV station?
I did.
KPLR TV 11.2?
Yes.
What's the lead-in to, did you happen
it's
to
see it? Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, what was on before me?
I think it's
like Gunsmoke or something?
It's like that, like Matlock or something. I don't remember exactly what it is. But
because the TV, when we come in here, I usually get here, you know, between 1 and 2, and one of the TVs, and we have two monitors in the studio, and one of them is usually on the channel that 11.2 is on.
Because is this Charter cable?
I think this is Charter, yes.
And you'd have to have a digital antenna or Charter to see that 11.2.
Yes. And I think it's called This TV or something.
That's what
and
it is.
And usually when we come in at that time of the day, 1 o'clock, it's usually showing a movie from the 70s with, like, the other day it had a Robert De Niro movie I'd never heard of before, and...
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah, it's got some interesting programming on it. It had, later on, it was left on like that, and I turned the TV on, and what the heck was that show with Carol O'Connor as a cop?
Heat of the Night. In the Heat of the Night.
Yes, in the Heat of the Night. That was on.
Here's what was on, I think it was on this morning on This TV, Sea Hunt. Two episodes of Highway Patrol, a James Spader movie called Dream Lover.
With Chips? You mean Chips, Highway Patrol?
No, a show called Highway Patrol.
Oh.
Hot Cargo, Dan Matthews struggles in hand-to-hand combat with a gang of hijackers.
I don't remember that show.
I don't remember
I remember Sea Hunt with Lloyd Bridges?
Yeah.
Wow, I haven't seen that in forever.
And then there were a couple of other movies on this morning. It does not say that we're on...
Well, I guess This TV, the McGraw Show doesn't necessarily air on This TV.
No. This TV must be a nationwide service.
It's a network. Yeah.
No, This TV, I think, is St. Louis, it says.
Only in St. Louis?
I think so.
Well, no, I'm looking at the schedule for Wilmington, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. So there are other This TVs in other markets.
All right, let me see if I can change it to. See. I can't do it.
I used to love watching, remember Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm.
It was those guys in the submarine. I liked watching that. And Land of the Giants.
I kind of remember that one.
Land of the Giants, they always had that, always those small guys, and they'd use those thimbles and all this stuff, and then they'd have a big giant knitting needle or something, and they always
were there giant people and small people?
Were they shrunk down?
No, they weren't shrunk down. They were on a spaceship and ended up landing on another planet.
I hate when that happens.
And they were
the planet was inhabited by giant
gigantic
humans.
People.
It was basically Earth, but they were real small, and everyone on that planet was huge.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Land of the Giants. Oh, I used to love watching
That's
that.
An entire series? That sounds like a... Yes. Know, that's like 90 minutes, two hours tops you could get out of that plot.
Oh, no. That
you
was...
Know, you, know by, you know by episode 7 of the first season, they're going, well, what else can we do with small people running around?
A bunch of plots, I would imagine.
That went on for a couple of years.
Did it?
Yeah, that and Voyage to the Bottom 68, of the Sea.
68, 69, and 70. Two seasons.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. I can't remember who was in it.
They were 12 times the size of its counterpart on Earth.
Oh, yeah.
12 times. So.
Stars Gary Conway, Don Matheson, Stefan Arngrim. Created by Irwin Allen.
Irwin Allen, he's the disaster movie guy. He did Towering Inferno. He did
Lost in Space. It says
he did that. I think he might
have been to the Bottom of the Sea.
He might have been involved in the Poseidon Adventure. I think he might have been involved in Earthquake in Sensaround. Remember that?
Oh, I remember that. Oh, yes.
Yeah, there was a whole slew of disaster movies, and if it wasn't Irwin Allen who was involved in producing them, then somebody was ripping off his idea, because he was hugely successful with those movies.
Yeah. He was a producer on 5 Weeks in a Balloon.
That was a show?
No, that was a movie.
That was a movie.
I don't remember that.
See,
one.
Again, that sounds like a plot where you could get maybe 90 to 100 minutes out of it.
Stars Red Buttons and Fabian.
Wow.
Fabian?
Barbara Eden? Oh, man, that seems like a pretty good movie there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you for watching the TV version. I'm going to be on the morning show again next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday because McGraw's still out of town. He's in Europe with a whole bunch of listeners. You know, they put together one of those packages. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, the only reason he puts that package together is not for the benefit of the listeners, but like Frank does when you guys go to Jamaica or Mexico or whatever, it's so that he can go for free.
Well, that is one of the...
That's a nice perk to have. Yeah. You know, when you're the freelance guy who just fills in, you never get that opportunity.
No. Fill-in.
Hey, I'm thinking about taking all of our listeners to Westport Plaza.
Mm-hmm. Come on down.
We're already here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all-inclusive, as long as you have enough money.
Yeah. And by all-inclusive, we mean we're not paying for anything.
Right.
So I'll be back on that schedule for 3 days next week.
But I did enjoy, the one thing I really enjoyed was you and Andy Strickland talking.
Oh, yeah. Andy
sports.
Came in Wednesday morning, and we talked about for like 15 minutes.
Talked a lot about the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys brought up, do you really care? Because
this is probably the beginning of the last season
here
in St. Louis.
And I personally, I am not excited at all about the Rams this year. And I know it's not the players' fault. And they keep talking about training camp starting.
It has to be partially the players' fault because the team has sucked for 10 years.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It's not like we had great players, but the field was crooked.
Yes.
Right.
You got to blame the players a little bit.
Well, yeah. But
it's nobody else's fault that the players were offside so often.
Yeah.
You got to, you know, not getting open as a receiver, not hitting the receiver. That kind of goes to the player's fault. Not that we should let the management and the coaching staff off the hook.
Yeah.
They're all bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would, I'd like to see him stay. Because I think it'd be cool to have an NFL team here, and maybe someday they'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Cardinals, when the Cardinals left and went to Arizona, how many years did it take them to be good?
Yeah,
out there. But
I know.
I don't know. But they did give us a Super Bowl.
They gave us two Super Bowls, one of which they won.
Yes, one they won.
And then they went right back to below mediocrity.
Yeah. I don't know how that happens.
As I said to Andy on Wednesday morning when he was in, I said, you know, I'm glad that Nick Foles is the quarterback. I think he's a pretty good quarterback. He's not a Aaron Rodgers level quarterback, but he's a pretty good quarterback. And, you know, he's not a Russell Wilson running around in the pocket or any of that stuff. But I think he'll be good. And now all we have to do is get receivers who can get open so that our good quarterback can get them the ball and get it down.
And
the
our
field.
Quarterback can stay healthy.
Yes.
That was. Issue we had the last few years.
Yeah.
While we were talking, Roger Saffold broke his ankle.
No.
Oh, he's up again. He's okay.
Okay, good.
Has there been a player on the Rams in recent history who's had more injuries than Roger Saffold and yet seems to return to every game? Oh, that's it. Both of his lungs have collapsed. He'll be out for one play. and he's back in there.
I'm good.
I've never seen a guy bounce back from injury as quickly. And, of course, he's not really bouncing back fully. He's bouncing back 4%, and then, oh, he's down again.
Oh, and I've been working
on... It's the Matt Holliday of the Rams.
Oh, my goodness. I've been working on an imitation, too. You know that guy? Who's the guy that just... From Mizzou, and he just got arrested for doing 143 miles per hour.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I saw that story. I didn't see his name, though. He was drag racing?
Yeah, on Highway 40, and...
That's a good place to drag race.
And he was drafted by a pro team. I can't remember which team, but okay. I think he's...
Could you give us less information about this, Dan?
I wish I knew the guy's name, but he's from Mizzou.
He is a guy. We've confirmed.
Yeah, it's a guy.
He is a guy. It's not Roger Saffold, is it?
No, it's all not. Right. He's a football player.
Oh, Roger's got a hangnail. This just coming to me now. But he'll be okay. He's up again.
And he was doing 143 miles per hour on Highway 40, mm-hmm. apparently, and... drag racing, and then there was a 12-year-old in the car as well.
Oh,
when the police pulled him over. And then he had a gun underneath the
of course he did,
the floorboard, but he has a concealed carry.
Okay.
He has a concealed carry permit, so that was okay, but he just got busted, I think, and thrown in jail for doing 143 miles per hour.
And you're working on an impression of him?
I got an impression of him.
Okay. Here now, Dan Strauss.
Sheldon Richardson.
Sheldon Richardson.
I was just going to say, I'm doing an imitation of Sheldon Richardson your Mizzou Tigers, as heard here on the Big 550 KTRS, the home of the Tigers. Dan?
There you go. That's
wow.
It.
Oh.
Which room was him? What were the...
Well, that was the first one was him.
No, you know why he did that? Because of the money we've invested in AM stereo.
He was doing both left channel and right channel?
Exactly. Yep. If you're listening with the Doppler effect, you could hear it go left to right and then right to left. Left to right was him doing 143, and right to left was the cops are after me. I got to go right to left the other way.
Yeah.
Right? That was it?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I'm here as Dan's comedy interpreter.
Paul picked up on it.
That was very good.
Thanks.
Yeah, nicely done. Did I introduce you guys? That's Dan Strauss. That's Ian Geis.
I know.
Tim Weiland will check the roads for us in a few minutes. Colin will be here in the 4 o'clock hour to review the new Tom Cruise movie, Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation. I've got the new Woody Allen movie, Irrational Man. We'll talk about both of those and some other showbiz stuff in the 4 o'clock hour. And then the hour all America waits for, the Friday 5 o'clock hour, which includes the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. And Mike Evans, and then today's batch of knuckleheads in the news. Today, a 5-story knuckleheads in the news.
Whoa.
Day. So it's a good one. Tonight, I'm going over to Riverport, the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. I'm still going to call it Riverport.
Yeah, I know. I do, too.
That's what it was for so many years. Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Oh, I love Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Now, for those of you who aren't old enough, I will give you a little rock history lesson here. In the 1970s, there were three great horn groups. In other words, bands that had fantastic horn sections that really made their sound what it was. One of them was Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Yes.
Another one was Chicago, and the third one was Earth, Wind, and Fire. Well, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, as soon as David Clayton Thomas left, as far as I was concerned, I was done with Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and they haven't been around, haven't toured in a really, really long time. I don't even know if most of the members are alive of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. But tonight, the other two, Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire, are both going to be at Riverport. And I'm looking forward to seeing it. And here's one of the reasons I'm going tonight. 40 years ago, I went to the first concert for which I paid my own money as a teenager to go see. The first concert I went to without my parents, or the, you know, them driving me there, you know, taking me to whatever it was, driving me there, paying and going in with me. This one was without my parents. I cannot remember the names of the two girls who went with me.
Whoa, you had two?
Yeah.
Ooh.
No, I didn't have a girlfriend at the time, and they wanted to go, and so we got three tickets together, and we went to see Chicago and the Beach Boys. That was the double bill then. And at the time, the two groups had a top 40 song together that was a hit called Wishing You Were Here.
Oh.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Beach Boys sang backup on that for Chicago. So I went to see the concert, and it was fantastic because the Beach Boys came out and did a little over an hour, and there was a break. Then Chicago came out and did about an hour and a half, and then the Beach Boys came out and joined Chicago on stage and did another hour together.
Wow.
And they did stuff by other bands. I can remember them doing like a 5 or 6 minute version of Jumpin' Jack Flash by the Stones and a bunch of other things. So here, I have not seen Chicago since then.
Oh.
And I know that the original members, not, you know, obviously a couple of guys aren't alive anymore, but the horn section is still the same three guys, and Robert Lamb, the keyboard player, and a couple of the other guys who have been in the band since the beginning, since they were known as Chicago Transit Authority.
Oh, my goodness. How about Peter Cetera? I don't know. I don't know either.
I don't know, but I'm really looking forward to this. And so I'm thinking about it and thinking about my first concert experience with my own out-of-pocket ticket dollars, I thought we'd open up the phone lines here today and talk about your first-time ticket. You know, the first time you paid your own money, not with your parents, to go to a concert of any kind. I will bet you we'll get a whole bunch of people who will call about Riverfest over on the SIUE grounds.
SIU, I went to plenty of those.
What, do you remember what your first concert was that you paid for yourself?
My very first concert that I paid for myself, and I went with a friend of mine and his sister to John Denver.
Where?
At Kiel Auditorium, where Scott Trade Center is now, but it was Kiel Auditorium.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I smelled pot. I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
And his sister was older, and she says, that's marijuana. Mm-hmm. That's pot.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that the Rocky Mountains making you
high? I said, there? Yeah, no kidding. And John Denver, and I like John Denver. I was probably 15, maybe, 15 or 16 at the time. And we went, and I'd love John Denver.
There's another guy who was hugely popular for like 5-6 years.
Yeah.
Had TV specials of his own.
Oh, yeah.
And top 40 hit after top 40 hit. That's a pretty good one. Do you remember yours, Ian?
Boy, I was trying to think. I don't. I think it might have been an Ozfest, maybe in the mid '90s.
Ozfest, as in Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, and I think it was one that Black Sabbath came to with Ozzy. So, the year would have to be maybe mid '90s.
Do you remember where it was?
Riverport.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
out there.
Yeah.
All right, well, 314-969-KTRS is our phone number. Star KTRS on your cell phone. Or, of course, 888-550-KTRS gets you in here as well. Let's go right to the phones, and we'll go to Tim for traffic in a moment. Meanwhile, he's, I'm sure, thinking of a story about his first time.
I think he has one,
time.
Yeah. No, he's...
All right, Tim, we'll get to you in a minute. First, let me go to a couple of phone calls here. Hi, Jim.
Hey, good afternoon, and I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
It's interesting you mentioned the Chicago Transit Authority, because that is exactly who was the first concert I went and saw. Indiana Dunes Park, Michigan City, Indiana. 25 cents was the admission.
25 Whoa. Cents?
Yes.
Was it general admission?
Pretty much, yes.
Wow. And so what year are we talking about?
I think it was 71. I'm almost certain it was 1971.
So they'd already been out for a couple of years.
No, I think their album was just hitting. This is kind of like about 30 miles from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
But I know that they were in trouble at the time from the Chicago Transit Authority from using their name.
That's right. They got sued by the CTA.
Right.
And after that, they said, all right, fine, we're just Chicago from now on.
Exactly. But I think they were just starting to hit about the time. I think this thing was already scheduled. And their album was just starting to hit that summer.
So you really only heard their first album stuff. Obviously, the stuff that was to come later, all the other hit after hit after hit after hit, they weren't doing those yet because they hadn't written them.
They didn't have a bad sound at all then, but you weren't thinking, hey, this is one of the greatest groups of all time that I'm listening to. They were still a little unrefined, not quite every note was as good as it should have been, but it was a good performance. Everybody had a lot of fun watching it.
All right, Jim, thanks for calling. I appreciate
it. Hey, one other quick thing.
Yeah.
You do not need a concealed carry permit in Missouri to have a firearm in your vehicle.
Okay.
Any person who can lawfully possess a firearm can have one in their vehicle, no paperwork required.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, but that guy did have one, though. He had a concealed carry. But
yeah,
that's...
but it didn't matter in, yeah, inside of his vehicle.
Okay.
Yep. All right, Jim, thanks.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you. Here's Todd on the Big 550. Hi, Todd.
Hey, first concert I ever paid for, me and my girlfriend and my buddy and his girlfriend, we went to see ELO, but the opening act was Hall & Oates.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was down at the old Checker Dome.
That's a good show.
Now, I'm curious.
It was a great show. ELO was kind of, okay, that was a, you know, it was supposed to be ELO, was supposed to be the headliner. But I thought Hall & Oates put on one heck of a show.
Now, I'm curious about going to see ELO live because they were a band that was heavily produced in the studio by you know, Jeff Lynne was the leader of the band and wrote most of their songs and hired different people to come in and play them. It wasn't always the same personnel. So did they reproduce the sound authentically on stage, or was it kind of like, all right, that sounds like ELO?
No. It was all pre-recorded, and they just kind of danced around with their instruments. It was so funny. They had a robot that came out on stage, and it was for, I forget the album. This would be 1981, but I forget the album. But this robot comes out and starts talking in this robot voice. Got too close to the edge and fell off into the crowd.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. And some guy from Styx in the back said, "Domo arigato." Thank you. Classic rock humor is the best, isn't it, Dan?
Yes. Yeah.
What was really, really funny, though, is there was a couple of – we moved to different seats because we had lousy seats to open up. We moved to some different seats, and we sat next to two gals. They had to be in their 60s, and they're sitting there rolling fatties, passing them around. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
I see an ongoing theme for today's stories.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Now, one other thing.
Yeah.
Real fast. Have you ever seen the movie Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea?
No.
Okay. Look it up because there's a young 18-year-old Barbara Eden in there in a very nice uniform.
Better than her I Dream of Jeannie uniform?
Oh, yes. Much better.
Wow.
She falls into a swimming pool. It's fabulous.
Oh, mama.
All right, Todd, calm down. Get the cold shower for Todd.
Well, today is National Orgasm Day.
I'm sorry?
It is. Today is National Orgasm Day.
Lasts a whole day?
Yeah.
Not for... All right, Todd, I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Take care.
314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. Star KTRS is our cell phone number. Let's go to the roads and get... let's bring in Tim Weiland with his story. Tim, do you remember your first concert that you paid for with your own money?
Yeah, my first concert was Elvin Bishop, Charlie Daniels, and Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Whoa, that's a good one.
The very first album I ever bought with my own money was Chicago Transit Authority.
Wow.
That was the very first. I can honestly say when you go down and look at my album collection, that was the very first one that started it all.
Wow. So with Elvin Bishop, Charlie Daniels, and Skynyrd, did they play in that order?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so Elvin Bishop at the time, what was the band that he was in? Then he went solo. He had that hit, Fooled Around and Fell in Love.
Fooled Around and Fell in Love. That was
but the big hit
that
then.
That was Elvin Bishop, though.
Yeah, that was Elvin Bishop, but he had Mickey Thomas, I think his name was.
From Starship?
Ended up with Starship, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Elvin Bishop, yeah, he opened up, and do you believe the ticket was like $5.95 for those three
bands? Oh, yeah, that was atrocious.
Oh, absolutely.
And you probably bought it at Orange Julius at Northwest Plaza.
you know what? It wasn't in Orange Julius. I think you bought it. Oh boy, it might have been at store? No, never mind. I'm not
there was
sure.
There was a store over by Casey too, the old Casey on Watson Road.
In fact, I may have very well rode my bike over to Casey and went inside because they sold tickets then too.
Yeah, they did.
I think I may have done that.
Elvin Bishop was also in the Paul Butterfield Blues Band. That's what I was trying to think
of. Wow.
And his big hit at the time was Traveling Shoes.
That's right.
Gotta put on my traveling shoes.
Yeah. And by the way, when we come back, remind me, Dan, to talk about ticket prices.
Oh,
all right.
Yes.
What's going on with the roads?
Well, first of all, Paul, I got to tell you, you're the only one that can understand the madness here with me working mornings and then afternoons.
Oh, yeah.
You have been all over this week.
I take my hat off to you on this split shift. I don't know how you can function at this time of the day knowing that you've been up and working since 5:30 in the morning.
Well, you get used to it.
Hey,
you,
Paul,
take a lot of naps.
Don't forget ticket prices.
Oh, thanks, Dan.
Okay. Let's see. We've got a report of an accident or some kind of incident on westbound 44 at Elm. I do not see it on the cameras right now, but that doesn't mean it's not there. You had an earlier accident on eastbound 70 at Bermuda. That's off on the right shoulder. In fact, the car is actually off the roadway. It looks like we are running a little bit slow, approaching Highway 170 through about Flores, and then things open up after that. A little heavy right there at Bermuda. Southbound 170 is slow from the parkway down through Highway 40. Eastbound 40 downtown, hitting the brakes right about Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have great deals on HP products for your business, like computers, printers, and printing supplies. Look for special HP offers on printers and ink this week in store or online. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on McGraw Live in the Morning.
I'm Kelly Jackson. McGraw is still in Europe Monday, so Paul Harris joins us again. Gail Pennington talks TV from Hollywood, and David Stokes chimes in as well.
McGraw in the Morning, weekdays at 6 on KTRS.
Are you suffering from sinus headaches, sinus infections? Well, you don't have to live like that. You can actually get help. Dr. Karen Boone and MetroSinus.com. Dr. Karen Boone comes from a long line of family doctors, and she has a procedure that she will perform on you called in-office balloon sinuplasty. Now, sinus surgery used to be very invasive, but not anymore, thanks to Dr. Karen Boone. She will sit you down in her office in St. Charles, takes about an hour. She will enlarge your sinuses so they drain properly. And it's permanent. No more sinus headaches, no more sinus infections, no more waiting online with meth addicts for cold medicine. Solve your sinus problems for good. Call Metro Sinus, 636-685-8040. That's 636-685-8040 or MetroSinus.com. The great news is that it is covered by insurance. What are you waiting for? Solve your sinus problems for good. Metro Sinus or MetroSinus.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from some type of nerve-related pain like numbness, tingling, or burning sensations? How about shooting pains, sciatica, pain in the hips, legs, or feet? Hi, this is Dr. Bob Martin. I've treated thousands of patients with these issues. The only product that has consistently brought relief to my patients is Nerve Pain Plus. Like my patients, you'll appreciate a product that safely relieves the symptoms of so many types of nerve pain. Nerve Pain Plus targets common nerve-related pain symptoms. Nerve Pain Plus is a homeopathic medicine, the type of care that is relied upon by millions of people worldwide. Nerve Pain Plus is safe, effective, and can transform your quality of life.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Nerve Pain Plus. Call 1-800-948-3916. That's 1-800-948-3916. Nerve Pain Plus. Superior pain management. Call 1-800-948-3916. That's 1-800-948-3916.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates? Or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education? Or maybe one the U.S. News & World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-600-4119. U.S. News & World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-600-4119. That's 1-800-600-4119.
If you snooze, you lose. In today's fast-paced world, if you're too tired to focus and stay sharp, you fall behind. That's why people everywhere are scrambling to get their hands on Prilogen, the new breakthrough that gives you the mental edge and focus you need to win in life. To satisfy demand, free trials are now being given away to anyone who calls the following toll-free number in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-400-7132. Prilogen is powered by clinically proven ingredients to enhance your ability to focus, improve your concentration, boost your physical energy, improve your mood, and even help you stay alert when you didn't get enough sleep. And Prilogen is healthy, natural, and made in the USA. In today's fast-paced world, if you snooze, you lose. Prilogen gives you the mental edge and focus you need to win. And right now, they're giving away free trials to anyone who calls in the next 10 minutes. So hurry, call now for details. 1-800-400-7132. That's 1-800-400-7132. 1-800-400-7132.
You thought you'd become a rock and roll god when you picked up that guitar. It didn't take long for you to realize you'd better keep that day job. Take that guitar, or whatever you played, to Music Go Round, because they buy, sell, and trade used musical instruments and pro sound equipment all day, every day. Visit the store to get top dollar for your used gear, or to find that instrument you've been looking for. Friday, July 31st and Saturday, August 1st, enjoy free Gus's Pretzels and register for a chance to win a $100 gift card. No purchase necessary. Music Go Round St. Louis, at the corner of Lindbergh and Gravois, your ultimate used gear resource.
There's that famous horn section of Chicago, who are in town right now. In about 5 hours, they'll hit the stage out at Riverport. Along with Earth, Wind, and Fire. This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, Ian Geis, Tim Weiland, Colin Jeffrey. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you being a part of our show every day at 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS, and Star KTRS. So we were talking in the last segment about the first concert you went to that you paid for with your own money. Not mom and dad, can you possibly get a ticket for me for this? No, something you saved up for. I asked my daughter this before I came in, because I knew I was going to talk about this on the show today. And I said, do you remember the first concert you paid for? She's 21 years old. And she said, Dad, I've never paid for a concert. And I said, what do you mean? I mean, I know I've taken you to a bunch of shows, and your mom and I have taken you to a bunch of shows, but you've been away at college for 3 years. She said, I can't afford a concert ticket. Are you crazy?
Never, even when she was here with you guys? Wow.
I guess we took her. She's gone to free concerts, you know, at Faust Park or Chesterfield Amphitheater or maybe Forest Park or that sort of stuff. But she was saying, Dad, it's way too expensive. Like, if I wanted to go see a concert at Scottrade, those tickets are over $100 for most of these bands. I don't have that kind of money. And I started thinking, well, how did I have that kind of money? And, of course, the answer is I'm old, and it wasn't that kind of money. It was like $5-6, which, by the way, was still a lot of money to me at the time.
Yes,
had to save up, you know, work and get a few bucks together and be able to afford that and then get to the concert and...
She just needs to become a fan of a band that's not really big yet, and so you can go to the smaller venue.
Well, she is a fan of several bands that aren't big that don't come to town.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you have to find out where they are.
So let's go back to the phones here. 314-969-KTRS. Here's Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thanks.
So I guess I invalidate my phone call. I must not have paid attention to the rules, because my first concert that I went to without my parents, I went to a free concert.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
What was it?
1981, VP Fair, Elton John.
Oh, wow.
Begged, borrowed, and stealed. Asked, please let me go. Please let me go. They let me go. And although Elton John was great, it was a nightmare.
Why?
It's so hot. It was over 100 degrees. Remember the pools down there? I think it's all gone now. But like
yes.
The lakes they had.
Yeah.
People were jumping in there. And actually, they had tents set up for people with hot heat exhaustion. And I, being 16 years old at the time, passed out of heat exhaustion, and my mother saw me on the 10 o'clock news.
Wow.
Fair to say that was the last concert that I went to before I escaped to go to college.
That's what I was going to ask you. After that, when mom, if you are on the news and your parents see you on the news, there's a serious grounding going on after that.
You're right. It was not good. I didn't go to another concert until I went to college.
Wow. That's a great story, Jane. Thanks for sharing it.
Okay, talk to you soon.
All right, here's John on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Good, thanks.
First of all, me, I'm in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Like to say hi to Frank. Hi, Frank. Hey, to tie on to Jane's story a little bit, I was at the Elton John concert too. And I've always been told, I don't know if it's an urban myth or not, but it was so crowded down there that day that the only way to get Elton John in and out of the setup where the stage was, which was in the middle of the crowd, was they brought him in dressed as a mounted policeman on horseback.
Really?
Yes, that's a story I've heard for years. I don't know if it's true or not, but it probably made sense back then because it was so crowded down there.
Yeah. You would think that if you're having a concert and you know a big star like Elton John is your headliner, that tens of thousands of people are going to come to the concert, you would think in one of the logistics meetings, a couple of months beforehand, somebody would say, let me just draw out exactly for you how we're going to get him to the stage. Right. Let's have a path that can get through here. But it probably was overflowing even beyond that, and they just couldn't do it.
And then again, that would make sense.
Yes, so, that's true.
Where did you see Chicago in the Beach Boys?
Madison Square Garden.
Because I saw them in St. Louis, and that was my first concert as well.
1975?
It had to be right around then, yes. And the thing I remember is, like you said, they both played for an hour or so, then they came out together. But in between acts, when they were changing the stage over, they had a circus act going on inside the arena.
They did?
They did.
You mean like trapeze?
People with in between.
Like trapeze acts?
I remember a guy hanging from something, yes, going back and forth inside the old arena.
Wow.
But what a fantastic show that was.
The other thing I remember about that, speaking of ticket prices, was I couldn't afford tickets in front of the stage. We had tickets behind the stage up on like the third tier. So we're basically looking down at the backs of the bands. But because it was such a huge arena, I mean, any band that plays in that venue, if they're selling tickets behind you, they know we got to do some of the show for the people back here because there's thousands of people behind them as well. And they were pretty good about that. But frankly, I didn't care. I was just happy to be there.
Oh, like I said, what great music and what fantastic sound they had back then.
Yeah. All right, John, I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Thank you.
Here's Doug on the Big 550. Hello.
Hello. I guess the first show that I went to that I actually had to pay my own way in, and this is not really a rock show, but back in the 70s, there was a guy named Maynard Ferguson that had a big band.
Oh, yeah, a jazz trumpeter.
Yeah, he was a hell of a trumpet player, and went saw him at the Plantation, which used to be up off of 270.
And Lilac.
Yeah.
I worked there. The Plantation Dinner Theater.
What did you do there?
Yeah, yeah. The barn, I think, was out west, and then the Plantation was up north.
Yeah, barn at Lucerne.
Yeah, now that we know that Dan was a cook there, please tell me you didn't eat there.
No, didn't eat there.
I worked there.
Another place that's out of business.
Yes. I worked there in the morning at the Plantation Dinner Theater with this friend of mine,
Hold on a second. The dinner theater would tell me that things go on there in the evening, whether it's theater or a concert. What were you doing in the morning?
They had matinee shows, too. They did matinee shows. They also had, and they had the Russ David show that was there, and they broadcast it on the other AM station. This was a long, long time ago.
Okay.
Russ David,
yeah. And
he had an orchestra, too. I remember that. Yeah,
yeah, he played the organ and piano and stuff like that. And he would put on
a Peter sing with him?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
But you're
talking about concert ticket prices. I remember I went in 81, it was September of 81, to the old arena to see Journey, and it was $10. They were like 22nd row on the floor right in front of the stage, $10, and it included your parking, too.
Wow.
Man.
Yeah. And that was a funny story about that show. I went with a buddy of mine. We both took a date. And we told our dates after the show was over, you know, we were all kind of, you know, pumped up. It was a lot of fun and everything. And we told our dates, hey, wait here a minute. And we went back in, and the crew was breaking. This is a true story, believe it or not. Crew was breaking down the stage. And we walked right down the floor, right up onto the stage, picked up a piece of equipment, walked backstage with it. And that's how we got backstage. And we actually got to meet the guys in the band, believe it or not.
You know, not many bands have that take a piece of equipment promotion going anymore.
No,
well, we walked up there and the guys, you know, one of the riggers or whatever, the lead guy says, you know, take this and back the truck, whatever. And okay. We look at each other, pick it up, and say, okay. And before we know it, we're backstage, and it was pretty wild, but
yeah, you didn't have to have a lot of credentials back then. It was pretty.
We didn't. No, we didn't have any Greyhound. I was only 18 years old, and they said, take this and go back here.
Dan, you didn't write him up for a union violation, did you?
No, I did not. I have a story at Chuck Berry's Wentzville farm when he had a huge festival out there. It was similar. It was like a very small version of Woodstock.
This isn't about the ladies' bathroom, is it?
No.
Okay.
No. But I went back with a friend of mine. We ended up walking backstage, and the band was there. They were coming off stage. REO Speedwagon was going on stage. We're sitting there talking to REO Speedwagon, the band. When they came down, JoJo Gunn was there. And
JoJo Gunn.
Yeah. Remember JoJo Gunn?
Yeah.
And then Chuck Berry was walking through with his dog, his big, white, beautiful, like, German Shepherd or whatever the heck it was. And
you just walked backstage? There was no security? No.
No, we just kind of walked back with this band. This band got off the bus, and we just kind of walked back with them.
That's kind of what ended up with us, too. We got backstage. We were just kind of walking around. There's a lot of people back there.
Yeah.
And Neil Schon walks by, and we start talking to him. I mean, and I don't know if you've ever met him or not. He's a real little guy and very, very nice guy. I mean, they just were back there hanging out, and it was really – really interesting. You know, nowadays you probably couldn't get anywhere near any of these people.
No, that's why they make that those badges with the lanyards around.
Yeah.
I would say that the best sounding concert I ever went to as far as musical sound and everything was at the Westport Playhouse in the round. It was Al Stewart.
Oh, wow.
Year of the Cat, Al Stewart.
Yeah.
And it was, and actually, funny story there, I went with another buddy of mine. We're sitting there, and we look over. It wasn't real crowded, which was a shame because, you know, it's not a big place anyway. But Randy Raley, the old KC DJ, was there with his girlfriend. We ended up sitting talking with him all night watching the show.
Doug, I got to tell you, that doesn't qualify as a funny story, but it's a story, and I'm glad you shared it. Thank you.
All right. See you later, guys.
All right. Troy, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Okay. 1958 or 59, I saw Jerry Lee Lewis. After he got kicked out of his European tour for marrying his, I believe, 13-year-old first cousin, cost $1.
Where'd you see him?
I saw him in a theater in Corinth, Mississippi.
Wow. You know, one of my favorite rock and roll stories of all time was there was a famous DJ named Alan Freed who used to put on rock shows. This is in the late 50s, right around that era that we're talking about here. And Chuck Berry and Jerry Lee Lewis were among the biggest stars in the world. And the show would be, you know, one act would come up and do a song or two with the house band, and then another act would come up and do a song or two with the house band. And, you know, the house band played for everybody, and then you'd have build up to a headliner. So there might be 9, 10, 11 acts, each doing a song or two, and then the headliner would come out and do, you know, maybe 20, 25 minutes. Well, Alan Freed booked both Chuck Berry and Jerry Lee Lewis for that night. And they show up, and they go, Alan, who's the headliner here? Who's closing the show? Because neither one of them wanted to not be the headliner. They were both among the biggest stars in the world. They both thought, well, I should go last.
Yeah.
So Alan Freed said, look, I'm sorry. I know I made a mistake here in booking both of you guys for the same night. Let's just flip a coin. And Jerry Lee Lewis and Chuck Berry agreed, and Chuck Berry won. And Chuck said, well, I'll go last. Fine. So he was going to be the big closing part of the show. So Jerry Lee Lewis goes out and does his stuff, and he's not happy about this, but he puts on his regular show, which, as you know, having seen him, Troy, was a heck of a show. And at the end, he had brought out with him some lighter fluid, and he sprays it on the top of the piano and lights it as he's playing Great Balls of Fire as his last song. So the piano is on fire and smoke is going everywhere, and he finishes the song, he takes his bow, he walks off, and Chuck Berry's waiting in the wings to go on. He walks past him and goes, follow that. Troy, I'm glad you called. We got a break. It's the Big 550 KTRS. Meep, meep.
All right, we're going to go to Tim Weiland and check some traffic, Tim.
All right, Dan, we had a report of an accident on Highway 44 at Elm. Now, it is, I don't see it still, but it is running pretty slow, Elm through Berry Road. But then you go further west out on Highway 44, you're going to hit the brakes from about Grace Summit past Highway 50. out near Union, and I believe there's an accident there. I haven't had any word of it, but boy, it is really jammed up. Now, folks trying to leave town, trying to get out to the lake on westbound 70, you're running slow now from Lake St. Louis Boulevard out through Wentzville. The same thing on westbound 40, running slow from Highway N all the way out through Highway 70. Eastbound 40, you're jamming up because you've got a lane down between Highway 70 and Lake St. Louis Boulevard. Eastbound 270 stacks up pretty solid now from Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. Southbound 170 is now slow from Del Mar down through Highway 40. And we have southbound 55, a little bit of a slowdown from Loughborough through River De Pere. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They have great deals on HP products for your business, like computers, printers, printing supplies. Look for special HP offers on printers and ink this week in-store or online. Staples, make more happen. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's coming soon. The Nestle Purina Radiothon to support the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer. All day, Thursday, August 20th on KTRS. Listen for details.
Take a look around your house. Is it time to redo your kitchen or bath? Then you need Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Bath, and Appliances. One of the safest and secure investments you can make is remodeling your kitchen or bathroom, increasing the value of your home and your lifestyle. At Callier & Thompson, their trained designers will sit down with you and provide a no-cost design and estimate while working with you to stay within your budget. With over 60 years in business, Callier & Thompson has the track record and experience you can count on. Visit them today on Manchester Road, just east of 141, or go to callierandthompson.com. Take a look at some of the exceptional work they can do. Callier & Thompson Kitchens, Bath, and Appliance, 636-391-9099. Again, 636-391-9099. Let their professional designers, skilled craftsmen, and 60-year history turn your dreams into reality.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Lopez. You see miracles all the time at our children's hospital. The first smile after surgery. A girl walking when they said she wouldn't. Parents getting good news. But miracles never come easy. That's why, as great as children's hospitals are, they need our support to keep miracles happening.
Please support St. Louis Children's Hospital and SSM Cardinal Glennon Children's Medical Center.
Put your money where the miracles are.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Stay ahead of engine threats like gunk, corrosion, and wear with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, the best total engine protection you can get. Choose it today.
It's not the traffic that bothers me so much. It's all of these cars that are in the way.
You need to know when St. Louis traffic is shut down.
I'd say this is a stage one road rage alert.
Hear about it first.
This is going to be the worst trip of your life.
On the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester.